Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Right now, get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
Talu Oil expects 4 new wells to come on stream this year, a move projected to improve production volumes. Also in this bulletin, Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana reiterates calls to remove price floor for petroleum products at the pumps. Later on the Joy Business Van, we are at Trotters Paradise at Oposumase in the Eastern Region, where retiree COVID-19 is shaking up pig farming in Ghana. Details of this and more for you, please stay. Talu Oil is expecting 4 new wells to come on stream on the Jubilee field this year. The move, according to the exploration firm, will go a long way to improve production volumes to aid its turnaround this year after recent losses. Ian Pex is Group Chief Executive of Talu Oil and has been speaking to investors in London.
Year-to-date performance has been driven by two factors. So first of all, on production from existing wells, we've had near 100% availability, which has been truly exceptional performance from our team in Ghana. We've had dual riser flow, which is essentially that has reduced the back out from existing wells as we bring new on production. And we've had some flush production from a couple of wells that we weren't expecting. So that's been good pressure management of the field. In terms of the new wells, they've pretty much been coming on as per pre-drill expectations. So, with regards to our production, it's sort of 65% from existing wells, 35% from new wells.
Ian Pex is the Group Chief Executive of Talu Oil. Now, downstream, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana has reiterated calls appealing to the National Petroleum Authority to remove the price floor for oil marketing companies. COPEC is of the view that the price floor bars some OMCs from further reducing palm prices to benefit consumers. Duncan Amwa is the Executive Secretary of COPEC.
The NPA has no power, no right, no mandate to set prices. We have even set time with that number that these price floor setting or computation would have to be done away with so that the market itself can compete freely. But as it stands, it looks as though what the NPA puts out there will force the market or the industry to now have to operate within those numbers. I think that exercise, again, to add to what a cross-section of Ghanaians have already said, it has to be done away with. So
Duncan Amwa is the Executive Secretary of COPEC. Now, Managing Director of Goil PLC, Edward Bauer, has assured the public and industry players that there is no shortage of aviation fuel in the country. His comments come and amid concerns about possible disruptions to flight operations due to supply challenges. Speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the company's CT Week celebration, Mr. Bauer explained that Goil has put in place adequate measures to ensure consistent supply of aviation fuel to meet demand.
In terms of ATK, which we supply to some of the airlines, currently we have enough ATK to be able to supply to all the carriers. The volumes that we have in the country are sufficient enough to meet our aviation industry. And for us, all the clients we have, whether it is Passion, whether it is African World or the other international airlines that we do, they should be guaranteed that we have products for them at a very good price.
Edward Bauer is the Managing Director of Goil PLC. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned.